99% of the pastors I've talked to are full of shit anyway. If someone doesn't have the self-awareness to understand they don't know either, then dude, it's hard to listen to them.
I believe the Bible is 100% authentic and real, and that is the only source of truth.
The Bible was made by man, and men make mistakes.
Like, Christians should believe that sorcery and witchcraft and all that is real.
Hilarious.
Why don't you go to church?
Church is wherever two or more gather in his name.
That's true.
Okay, so then I do go to church.
Why don't you go to traditional church?
Because I don't believe in...
You recently had a very big scare.
Indeed.
Tell me about it.
I was heading to Dallas, so I'm on a plane. And for some reason, I'm getting a phone call in the middle of the flight, which is crazy. I'm not on a private jet. I'm on a commercial jet. And I didn't sign up for their Wi-Fi or anything. So how did I get a call? I have no idea. But I get a phone call, and it's my little girl, my 8-year-old. I have three girls. Well, I have five girls altogether, but three little baby ones.
Mm-hmm.
2 years old, just turning 2, 8, and 10. So it's my 8-year-old. I look at the phone. I'm like, I'll answer it. I'm a rebel. So I slide it over. And my little girl says, "Daddy, Chloe was in the pool," and she's bawling, crying. And I said, "What?" Because I can't really hear it. And she said, "Chloe was in the pool," and then boom, phone drops. Or the call drops. And all of a sudden, my stomach starts, dropping. So I'm trying to text my wife and call, and won't go through, and I'm not getting through. So I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. And then I'd say 4 minutes pass, seemed like 4 hours, but 4 minutes pass. And now my wife's FaceTiming. And so I slide the thing over, and there's my wife. And she's like literally as white as your shoe, bro. Mm. She's white as a ghost, and clearly been crying and still crying and bawling, I would say. That's a different word. Like, clearly distraught beyond anything I've ever seen her. And she said, "Honey, Chloe was in the pool." And I'm like, "What?" She said, and then she just kind of looked really sad. And then the phone dropped, phone died again, call dropped, I should say. And it's unbelievable. So clearly I had to land before I could talk. And turns out my little girl, the little 2-year-old, they were all out there swimming. They went inside to dry off and take a shower. My wife's got my little 2-year-old in the shower with her, goes to wash her hair, and then something in her mind said, "Where's Chloe?" So she looked kind of, and she wasn't there. So she looked around the wall, because we have it's not like a shower. It's like a wall with the shower behind it. So she looked around the wall and saw the back of my bedroom door open. And I have a pool right outside my bedroom door. So she went to make sure. And sure enough, Chloe was like 2 feet under the water, blue, and staring up, at like motionless. People say, well, she was floating. She wasn't. I guess she was floating, but she was sunk. She was under the water 2-3 feet and blue. And staring at the sky with her eyes open and her mouth open and motionless. And so my wife obviously jumps in, freaks out, screams, grabs her, picks her up. She's motionless. And then basically throws her over her arm to get out and do CPR or something. And when she threw her over the arm and started getting out, she started spitting up water and crying.
Mm.
So by the time I got a hold of her, my wife, she had told me this story, and I could hear Chloe crying. So I knew she was alive, which was all I cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank God she's alive. So now she goes around chanting a name. The name is Yahshua.
Mm.
Almost as if she met him.
When did she start doing this?
Well, about a month after she almost drowned. And the crazy part is we don't know how she didn't drown. That's what's crazy. And yes, I've said Yahshua in my house. As you know, I'm not real faith-based. I don't walk around talking about Yahshua all day long. We don't go to church on Sundays. She may have heard my podcast been played somewhere. I don't know. I'm not going to say she's never heard me say it and make it more dramatic. She's probably, I don't think she
she's
has.
Only two.
She's not even two yet. She'll be two December 14th. But in other words, if someone told me to bet and if I'm wrong, I die, or better yet, worse, she dies, I would say she's never heard me say it because I don't say it. She's just saying straight up Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahshua. And we have it on recording because my wife said that, you know, she didn't really hear, understand her for a couple times. And then she just keeps saying it. Now, in my mind, that's how come she's alive.
Hmm.
That's what I think.
So I saw you in Utah. Maybe it was like 2 days after it happened.
Maybe.
It was like really, really recent when we were hanging out in Utah. And your wife was there and we were just talking about faith and everything else. And so she wasn't saying that yet, but you know, like hearing the story was crazy. Just that, like she survived in itself. And then,
well, I have it on video. I'll show you the video. It's crazy. It's clear as a bell too. What she says, she's saying Yahshua.
Mm.
And then my wife's like, what? And then I think she says, I saw him. But
does she even talk like before that? Like she says other things too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you and I have obviously talked about faith a lot, on podcast and behind the scenes and everything else too. So what do you think about this event in terms of your faith?
Well, I've always had faith.
Most people don't know that.
That's my best. That's my business. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't run around preaching, but at the end of the day, I've always had faith ever since I was little.
So the thing we've always, I guess not even got stuck on, you like to get stuck on Jesus's name.
I don't get stuck on it, bro.
I know.
I just tell you his name. Like you should know, you should use his name now that you know it.
I mean, I've always known.
Then you should use it. That's his name.
Okay, but
just like if I met you and you said, my name's Ryan, and then someone else tried to tell me it was Randy, I'd say, well, you must not know him very well because his name's Ryan. Now, people call him Randy. I'm like, okay, well, people call him Randy, but his name's Ryan because that's your name, Ryan.
Yeah, but I mean, Jesus, Yahshua, Christ.
Jesus is not his name. Nope.
They all,
that's a title, Messiah. That's not his name. Jesus is supposedly his name, but as you know, Ryan, it's not his name and it's never been his name and it's still not his name. So you can look it up yourself if you seek instead of just listen to all the people that tell you what his name was, because his name wasn't Jesus, period. If you appeared back in the day and called him Jesus, he wouldn't even know who you're talking about.
Mm.
He wouldn't turn around. Nobody would point him out. Why? Because that wasn't his name. And it wasn't a translation of his name, and it's not a transliteration of his name. Someone changed his name. And if you believe in God, then you believe in the devil. And if you don't believe the devil's got the ability to confuse us, you're not reading very many scriptures. Try Revelations, my friend. But at the end of the day, I believe it's quite probable that we're being deceived.
So let's even get past that. So assuming, you know, just past that, what exactly do you believe about Yahshua? You believe he was the Son of God. You believe in sin, that he died for us. Like, what do you believe?
That's what I believe.
Okay. What about the Old Testament and everything else?
I believe in it too.
Okay.
Because obviously it was true as well. The Old Testament and the New Testament go together.
So you believe in heaven and hell and just everything that the Bible says?
Well, I believe in the theory, yes. I don't necessarily believe in everyone's interpretation of it.
Yeah, there's lots of interpretations of hell.
I don't believe in all the interpretations. Like, I don't think hell is a fiery pit of hell and brimstone and fire and burning, and I don't believe that.
What about?
I think hell is knowing that you could have been next to or in the vicinity of God.
And you're not.
But now you can't be. Why? Because you're not worthy, and that's hell.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about other religions?
I think there's truth in all of them. There's just a splintering of the truth. I mean, there's one truth, obviously, and I believe all the other religions are a splintering of that truth.
So they're a distortion,
yeah.
Like you think the name of Jesus, of how it got distorted along the way.
It got changed, but yes.
So do you believe that there's just Jesus is the only way to God?
Well, according to our scriptures, yes.
Okay.
And I'm taking that by faith, meaning,
yeah.
Coincidentally, if I had to bet on one, it would be
there's one
Yahshua.
Path. Yeah,
I would bet that it's Yahshua.
Mm. Most people don't know. So, like, people ask me a lot because they've seen our clips talking about Yahshua and, you know, faith and other things. Mm-hmm. And I would say you never really talked a ton about faith, like, in the years past, but you've been doing it more recently.
Have I?
It's what I see. And I think even just like our interactions, you bring it up. I don't even bring it up. And it's making, like, you know, people are like, yeah, Brad's like, you know, we got to, I'm like, I actually believe that Brad believes. I do
believe.
Yeah. I'm like, I just don't think people know that. Cause I don't think he like publicly really shares his beliefs.
Because I don't know for sure. I don't know.
But that's the definition of faith, right?
Right. But I mean, I don't know for sure.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Beware of false prophets.
Mm. Who's a false prophet?
Anyone that runs around acting like they know when they don't know.
Mm.
In my mind, false prophet is someone who's spreading lies and rumors and falsities. You know, I want to be careful that I'm not one of those.
But at the same time, you know, there's also the element of being bold and spreading the good news. And
yeah, well, obviously, listen, all the, you know, Jewish people in the world, you know, they believe what they believe. The Muslims believe what they believe. Mm-hmm. The Buddhists believe what they believe. The atheists don't believe any of it. You know, everyone has their own beliefs, right? And I think everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. And I think at the end of one's life, they're going to pay the price one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, because I use common sense and I'm quite logical, if I'm wrong in my belief, nothing's going to happen. If I'm right, great. But on the other hand, if I chose not to believe and I'm wrong,
the consequences are severe. The
consequences are dire. So what does it hurt to believe and have faith? It doesn't. So now the question is, in my mind, what do you believe? Well,
WealthCon's coming back to Vegas January 8th to the 11th. Now, if you've been to our events, you know how epic they are. We have the best time, not only with just great content, great speakers, but we have a lot of fun with the after parties and the masterminds and everything else. And number one, it's probably the best networking opportunity in the entire game. We have over 1,000 investors and entrepreneurs at each one, and this will be no different. In fact, this is going to be my favorite WealthCon ever. We've got some amazing speakers coming, people like Tim Tebow, Thach Nguyen, Gabrielle Lyon, the list goes on. It is going to be an epic event, and I want to see you there. So if you're interested in attending, get your tickets now because they will not last. Go to wealthcon.org and get them today.
Everyone knows that my favorite way to build wealth is through real estate investing. That's the reason that I started Wealthy Investor, where we've trained thousands of students. But here's the thing. I've noticed that so many people fail to get started in real estate because they're worried about the money. They don't know where they're going to get the money to buy a house or flip or handle their renovations and things like that. And so they just never get started. I want to change that. And that's why I created a brand new free course that goes over 5 different ways that you could buy houses without using any of your own money today. and I'm going to give you it completely for free. All you have to do is go to wealthyinvestor.com/podcast. I've made it specifically for you. The moment you go to that link, you'll be able to go get access to it and learn how you could start buying houses today without any of your own money. And if you're somebody who already has a real estate business and who wants to scale, we want to help you too. You can click the link below and book a free strategy call with our team if that's you.
I don't believe in a lot of the interpretations. I don't know what to believe, so I'm doing what the scripture tells me to do, which is seek. Look. You know what I mean? Seek. It doesn't mean listen. Oh, my pastor said, well, who's he? What makes him the expert? What makes your pastor the expert? 99% of the pastors I've talked to are full of shit anyway. And not only that, a lot of the people that have screwed me over the most claim to be Christian. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So who are they? Well, they're just people. That doesn't mean I'm going to throw away Christianity over it and et cetera. But the scripture says, seek and ye shall find. So I just take it for what it says. And I look and I question. And if you were to say, well, do you know for sure? No, I do not. If I say, do you know for sure? And you say, yes, I do. You're just saying that. You don't know for sure. Nobody does.
Well, I think it's similar in that, you know, as an entrepreneur, right? You're going to go start a new business or a new offer. Like, you're like, yeah, dude, this is going to crush. Like, I know it's going to work. But you don't know until it actually happens. And then you'll know whether or not you're right. But you have evidence. You have your own experience. You have things that have happened in your life that give you that faith and conviction and that, you know, formulated this belief that you have. So I'm curious, like, how this interaction with your daughter has changed your faith. Cause you know, I see that as a reason why you're even more.
No, it didn't change anything. No, that's not why.
You don't think it's changed anything?
No. Like I already knew I had four angels. I probably said that on my last podcast with you. Like I'm four times more protected than the average Joe.
For some reason, we got to preserve you.
Dude, I am a blessed individual. I am as blessed can get. Like I picture everyone gets assigned a guardian angel, right? I got four. Now, I don't know why, but I've got more than the average Joe. I got one on the front. I got one on the sides and I got one in the back. I'm protected massively. I am so lucky. It's unbelievable. Some people say lucky. I say lucky, but really it's blessed. I'm covered. And that's another reason why I think she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, the scripture tells us he won't give us more than we can handle. You heard that?
There's many different versions of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Say again.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't handle that.
Right.
And I guarantee you my wife could not handle that. So again, that lends evidence, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That it's all real. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, you just ask yourself and my intuition tells me. Now I've heard recently our DNA, I mean, down at the very, is the sequencing, says his name in it. Our breath, and by the way, God's name, not Jesus's name. And it's the same, guys. Again, I don't believe it just because I'm being told that they're all the same. I get they're one and the same, theoretically. Just like if you know, your son grew up and he took over the business and I said, Ryan, I need to talk to you about the business. And you say, well, talk to my son. And I go, no, I need to talk to you. And you go, look, whatever he says, I say, we're pretty much the same, you know, whatever, we're aligned. So talk to him. You're talking to me, bro. Trust me. I think it means like that. I don't believe they're actually the same because if that were true, well, then let me ask you, he was on the cross. Yes or no. He looked up and said, Father, what did he say? Why hast thou forsaken me? So he was questioning himself. Why would you question yourself?
Well, I can give you the theories.
Give me one. Why would you question yourself if you were you?
Well, because.
Did you bump your head?
Well, one, he came as both God and man. So he still had the same temptations that man has. He's in the flesh. You know, he came as a baby. It's not like.
What are you talking about?
With Jesus.
Yahshua, but yeah, But Joshua.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Looked up.
I know, but
who's he talking to when he looked up? Himself?
To the Father.
Hold on. Himself, because they're all the same.
Yeah.
So he was talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And who raised him from the dead? Himself?
Well, it's hard to say.
Well, what do you mean? Look at the scripture. It says God did. God chose him. God decided to raise him. God raised him up. And he looked up and said, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he didn't know why this was happening. He was okay with it. Why? Because he'll do what he's told. He loves God. And he was here to tell us to as well. And he said many times, I'm not the Father. He said that. He would say, he's the one, not me. I'm just here for him. Now, there are a few plates where people say, well, how do you explain this? Again, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm an expert. All I know is why would, if they were the same, why would he question himself?
Well, like I said.
Like right now, if I flick my finger, I'm not going to wonder why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And most certainly, I'm not going to ask myself, why did you do that?
Well, I think we actually do that as humans. We question why we do things all the time. So that's not weird at all.
You don't question yourself.
Yeah, I do. You won't look back at, you know, something you did in the past and be like, why did I do that? Like, what was I thinking?
It's completely different. This guy's talking to himself.
No. You don't self-talk?
It's two different people, bro.
I mean, you don't ever do self-talk.
What about the Holy Spirit?
I know. Well, to go back to my original part about why would Jesus ask why, you know, God forsake him, right? Jesus came as both God and man on earth. He was in the flesh, okay?
Yeah.
So he faced all the same things that humans face. Hunger, getting tired, being a baby, growing up. You know, Jesus didn't actually perform any miracles until the Holy Spirit came on him. I don't know if you knew that, but
Did he commit any sins?
He didn't commit any sins. Okay. But he faced a temptation. Satan tried to tempt him. So.
Yeah, but he did sin.
He didn't sin.
And the reason why God sent him down here is because God couldn't get near man because man was sinful.
Well, God's
and
come
once
down
they
to.
Broke that,
but God's come down to sinful man before
I know,
in the Old
once,
Testament.
But once they broke that, there's no way to mend the two.
So I'll just tell you, like, Jesus came down as a man, you know, with the desires that men have because he has flesh. Temptation, like I said, pain, suffering, all the things we face here on earth as just normal guys, right? He did not perform any miracles until the Holy Spirit came on him, which happened when he was baptized. And when he was baptized was the only time in history where all three in the Trinity were there at once. So John the Baptist is baptizing Jesus. And what happens? The sky opens up. God says, this is my son who I'm well pleased with, right? Listen to what he has to say. That's the paraphrase. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes down from heaven and comes on Jesus. From there, Jesus's ministry begins. The miracles start happening and everything else. So if you're to ask what I believe, you know, at the end of the day, like the Holy Spirit gives us power. And it wasn't just Jesus, right? Because the disciples got the Holy Spirit once Jesus left. Jesus was like, hey, once I leave, it's actually going to be better for you. You don't need me walking around with you all the time. In fact, the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you all the time. You won't need me physically here. And you're going to be able to do the things I did. And that's exactly what the disciples did. They started healing people. They started performing miracles too, because they had the power of God inside of them. So, you know, how it relates to what you're asking, I mean, there's so many different complexities to it, but what you're basically saying, and, you know, I'm just giving you the other side of it, but what you're saying is there are sects of Christians who believe that the three aren't, that the Trinity is not a thing, that all three of them are separate. And I think they call it monotheism or something like that, where they just believe they're all three distinct, they're not the same, etc. And then obviously traditional Christianity is that, yes, all three are God, they are all equal, you know, they're all one.
Well, I believe in the middle, meaning I do believe they're all one.
Like Mormons?
Aligned.
Like Mormons do not believe that Jesus, like, is anywhere close to God.
Who doesn't?
Mormons.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But why is it the Church of Jesus Christ?
False prophets.
Well, I don't know. I'd study Mormonism a little more.
Study it.
Well, I've talked to them, and I don't believe that they don't believe that Jesus is the Son.
So they believe
church is based on him. The only reason I know that the Mormons aren't right, and Mormonism isn't correct, is because they got his name wrong.
Well, they believe you can be your own God of your own planet. They believe you can ascend to that.
Yeah.
And they believe that.
It could be true, though. You never know.
But just so you know, they believe that, like, you know, they were souls and spirits way before this. Jesus was just like them. And he volunteered to come down and do what he did. And
where do you learn this at? Maybe it's true. I don't know. I've never been.
Know it's true. Like, I just know theology.
So why do they believe that? Why do they believe that Jesus was just like them? He volunteered.
Well, they believe they can be just like God if they do enough good deeds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And have their own planet.
Hmm.
And they believe God has a wife, and that, I mean, there's a whole, like, it's totally different theology.
Well, do they only share that once you're in?
They will not share that with you right now talking to you. They'll say, yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
Well, I've only shared with the, on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like, you know,
there are three levels of heaven that they believe in.
I know, but like Islam, right? A lot of people think that's like heavy duty, you know. If you look at the Quran, dude, there's not that I've seen anything bad in there. It's all pretty good. You know, Mormon people, nice, like
very
some of the
great
nicest.
Well, I got lots of Mormon
people
friends.
I've ever met who literally act more Christian than Christians.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And by the way, they are Christians. So that just means that they follow Christ.
Well, they don't. They follow a different Christ, but yeah.
Who?
What do you mean?
Well, his name's Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, okay. So when I say they follow a different Christ, Islam believes in Jesus too.
You're going to get a bunch of Mormon people commenting you're wrong.
Now we're also talking about Islam too. So I'm going to get them too, but they all believe in Jesus. So they all believe that he was a guy
existed
who came here on earth. They believe, you know, different things about him, right? So as Christians, we would say, no, he is on par with God. They are all one. Jesus, God, Holy Spirit. Mormons would say, well, no, God is right here, and he has,
and
like
there's only one of
his
those.
Spirit wife, and I forget what they call it. And then Jesus was like us, and he chose to do the things he did, and we're all sons and daughters of this God. It's totally different, right? Like, just because you say, yeah, no, I believe Jesus died for our sins, and he, but you know, all this stuff happened before, and all of these other things happen after, because that's what Joseph Smith said, and that's what's in the Book of Mormon. So, and then there's also,
and that's what they've been taught, right?
Well, there's also traditions too that can be added, and all these things to change belief systems, right? But like in Islam, they believe once again Jesus is a prophet, and he's great, and you know, he did some amazing things, but he was just a prophet. He is not the Son of God. You know, he's just like Moses or any of these other guys. That's what they believe. And so it's like, when I say they believe a different Jesus, they do. Like it'd be like, you know, I see you right here, Brad. And you know, you're saying I am what I say I am right now. Of like, hey, I believe, you know, that the Bible and all this stuff. And I have light speed and this is who I am. I have five daughters. And then somebody else was to, you know, let's say 1900 years later, 1800 years later, which would be what Mormons are, and say, hey, actually Brad really meant this when he said it. And all this stuff happened before Brad. And you know, that's not really what was going on. You know, this is really the truth.
That would be bending the truth then.
I mean, that's literally how the Book of Mormon was.
And by the way, that's why I don't know what to believe.
Also, the Quran,
that could happen with the King James Version of the Bible as well.
Right? But Quran started way after the Bible. So once again, like you're getting all these things of Jesus long after. And even like, not in the Bible, but they had like, what do they call them? Like the Gnostic Gospels and all these things where, you know, these people would say, oh, well, this is the book of Judas. Judas was actually a good guy who was like, you know, doing it for the kingdom. And
is this what you guys do at your Bible study?
Bro, you want to come?
Well, is this what you do?
We don't go. Yeah. Sometimes we'll talk about these things.
Cause I'm wondering, where did you get this information? I'd like to go look at some information you're looking at.
I mean, dude, I've been in the church so long and have had so many debates and read. I mean, I've probably read the Bible 10 times cover to cover. And then I've also researched other religions in my spare time because I always end up talking to other people, whether they're believers or not. And so I think my next thing is I'm going to study apologetics to be really well-versed.
What do you believe?
If you're a Christian entrepreneur or somebody who's interested in growing in their faith, I would love to invite you to one of our Wealthy Kingdom Bible studies that's going on nationwide. If you have no idea what it is, we just started the community earlier this year, and we now have 50 Bible studies already happening. And we also have virtual group meetings. We have different mission trips and all these other retreats and things happening every single month. And I would love for you to be a part of it. So if you want to learn more about joining the community, we're actually in the process of becoming an official nonprofit. And so I would love to see you there contributing and helping us grow in the mission. So go to wealthykingdom.com. You can learn more about it today. And I can't wait to see you on one of the calls or in one of the Bible studies.
I believe the Bible is 100% authentic and real. And that is the only source of truth. That's what I believe.
Do you realize that there was omissions in the Bible? Today's Bible, they left some books out. Have you ever heard that?
The Apocrypha with Catholics?
They've left books out of the Bible.
Yeah, there's, I mean, when they created the Bible.
Who created it?
The council.
Men?
Mm-hmm.
Human beings?
Human beings wrote it too.
Are they open to be erroneous?
I mean, you have to make a point to believe that God, if he wants this book to be created, if you're going to believe it, then you got to believe that he made it the way that he intended to make it.
Do you believe in the earth is flat?
No.
Bible says it is.
I've heard the flat earthers say that, the firmament.
Yeah, well, go study that.
So
it also says the earth is 6,000 years old, Bible.
But, hey, but just so you know, too, that is also the argument the Mormons make for saying that, well, we believe the Bible is, you know, infallible, meaning that it's, you know, it's supposed to be 100% good, but man is not infallible. Therefore, you know, we can't necessarily trust everything in it. Like, that's their argument for certain things.
Well, that kind of makes more sense, don't you think? That we all screw up.
Well, you would have to believe that. How would God choose to communicate with us if you're not going to trust everything in the Bible? Like, how would we know what to believe then?
Well, why did he stop communicating with us?
Because he gave us everything in the Bible. Like, what else do you need? Do you ever like coach somebody?
You don't know either. You just proved it right there.
No.
Because he gave us the Bible.
No, look.
First of all, he didn't give us the Bible. Man gave us the Bible, and they created it from the scriptures that he supposedly inspired men to write.
Right.
So the scriptures is what he gave us. He didn't give us the Bible.
So you don't
think, made the Bible.
So you don't think, like, logically, one cannot be without the other.
I need to get, like,
no, but like
biblical
listen.
Scholars in here to determine whether I'm right or wrong. Because, again, I don't want to be wrong. I believe.
No, but Brad, think about this.
From what I've been told,
it's the
scripture is what he gave us, not the Bible. The Bible is a whole collection of scriptures, and then it was omitted, or parts were omitted, modified, and
we can
basically
go,
changed. That's why it's called the King James Version. What's version mean? Well, that's the King James Version. Version of what?
We could go into the whole, like, history of how the Bible was created. And, you know, these letters and scriptures and everything else and how they were formulated and all that. But my point is, if you believe that God inspired man to write these books that became the Bible, it would also be logical to think that God also inspired man to have discernment to know which books were actually true. and were going to comprise of the Bible. They would both require the same.
Again, that would make sense.
That would be the lot, but because that's my point. It'd be illogical to say, well, this seems right, but this doesn't. They're the same argument, is my point.
Well, it would make sense that if that is, in fact, God's book,
but
then God would probably be smart enough to make sure that it's right.
The right. Yeah. So the point is, if you don't believe
who knows that that is technically God's book?
No, but the point is, why would you even believe that the first part is true if you don't believe the second part is true? Because that would make no sense.
Well, sure it would. It means, in other words, there is a higher power. Like we were created. This world is too perfect. We are too perfect of there's too much perfection to believe that we weren't created.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody created us. We didn't evolve. I don't believe in evolution.
No, no.
It's impossible.
I wasn't a monkey.
At the end of the day, we're created. And if we are created, that means something created us. And if something created us, and it could be aliens too, by the way. If something created us,
A long time ago. You want to hear something
about how are the pyramids made? They said, what are you talking about, dude? Well, the pyramids, dude, they don't know how to make them today. How did they make them?
You know, the Bible answers all that.
What did they say? What does it say?
All right, before I go down that rabbit hole, because that's going to like take up a lot of time to talk about that.
We better save it for Bible study. But yeah. The reason I asked about Bible study is because if it's a bunch of dudes sitting around claiming they know everything, then I don't want to come.
No.
Well, because, dude, if you don't have what's the word I'm looking for? Self-awareness. If someone doesn't have the self-awareness to understand they don't know either,
mm-hmm.
then dude, it's hard to listen to them. Why?
Yeah.
Because if you ask me, I don't know, bro. I don't know. And
I'm just giving you the counter arguments to what you don't know, and you can make your choice on.
Yeah, but I want to know,
good, right?
I want to seek and say, like, where'd you learn that? And then I read and then I go, that's
I'll send you some materials.
And then I'll go look somewhere else and hopefully it matches. So like, to me, the evidence you have to seek, and seek is not listen to what was told to you and believe it.
Oh, for sure. You got to go out there,
like
research.
His name, for example.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yahshua was his name.
Just so you know, in Bible study, for those who want to go in one, we've launched 50 across the country, wealthykingdom.com. You can get plugged into one. We just go over a different topic. It's not like history and stuff. It's
what
like
book do you use?
Applicable life. What?
What book do you use?
Well, we create a curriculum at Wealthy Kingdom. I'll show you it. And then we go through different verses. It's more theme-based than just saying, hey, today we're going to read the book of, Romans. Like, it's theme-based for life.
Read, I believe, Matthew 6:25.
Okay.
Read that.
I'll check it out.
I don't have my phone. I might come just because it'd be fun. How long do they last?
It's an hour and a half.
Are they here?
Yeah. To my office. Yeah.
Who shows up?
There's like 20 entrepreneurs.
Maybe I'll show up one day.
I'm going to invite you every day.
But I'll be quiet.
Yeah. Just listen.
That's what I do. I listen.
Yeah. Just listen.
Most people say, you can't be quiet. Oh, around stuff like that, I am. Why? Because I'm trying to learn, and you can't learn when you're talking.
Hmm. I love it. So, yeah, the thing I'll bring up about, we went down a bunch of rabbit holes. I want to like make sure I didn't miss anything. But yeah, basically, this idea of Jesus has been, like you said, from the beginner, they splintered into different beliefs of what actually happened and who he said he was and how it got there and, all these different things. And, when you talk about Satan distorting things, that's 100% what I believe is happening. When you just tweak the truth a little bit, like you're saying with his name or anything, it makes people say, well, that doesn't sound that far off of like what was happening. You asked me what I believe, and it's like, I believe the Bible to be inspired by God. I believe that it's 100% accurate. I believe that, what God wanted in there is in there. And, and I will say it's a difficult book to understand, right? Because it's not just a literal book. There are parts that are, prophecy. There are parts that are meant to be, metaphorical. There are parts that are literal, historical, all that. But you asked, why would I think that that's all that, needed to be? Because the Bible tells us the very beginning of how it all happened with Genesis. And then it tells us what happens at the end in Revelation. So in my mind, there is nothing else needed. It's not like there's no cliffhanger. There's no like, okay, this is next. Because if you look at the Old Testament, there was a cliffhanger. It's like, hey, the Messiah is coming. And once he comes, be ready, right?
And didn't he come?
And he came, Jesus.
Yeah, but the Jewish
they don't believe it, right? Which is, you know, they don't believe it.
They believe in Jesus. They just don't believe that was the Messiah.
Right. And it goes back to all the other religions.
Which by the way, if you look at the missing book of the Torah, which a lot of the Jewish people are not allowed to read, or they're just frowned upon, maybe not allowed. Are you allowed? No, you're not allowed.
He's talking to his camera guy.
Huh? Yeah, it's not taught. Mm-hmm. So bottom line is I've talked to a few, they're called Jews for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're total Christians. And they're saying that they got that way from reading that book.
Got it.
That they're not allowed to read, but they say, you know, everyone dramatizes. And again, that doesn't mean they're right. So yeah. Again, I don't want to speak for the Jewish religion. I don't want to speak for any religions. I speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there is some truth in all of them. I believe there's one truth, and that truth has now found its way in all of these different religions, but it's still the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's one truth. That's yeah. what I believe. And I also believe that there's one God.
Mm-hmm. No,
although God says thou shalt have no other gods. Now people will say, well, what he means is like idolatry. If you're looking at all these, again, that's your interpretation. He mm-hmm. pretty much didn't say that. He says something pretty simple. And then it says God is not a confusing God, correct?
I don't know where it says on that. I'd have to look up that verse.
I will. Well, you got a phone. Google it. It says he's a loving God, a merciful God. And
he's those not, I know he says.
And he's not a confusing God.
Mm-hmm.
So why is everybody so damn confused?
Satan.
That's exactly right. That's
I mean,
it.
God
so,
was,
so that's it.
God,
so now start blaming and looking that way. And now all of a sudden, oh, well, that makes sense that the Bible might not be what it was supposed to be. Why? Well, because Satan. Well, you mean Satan? Now you're calling the Bible satanic? No, see, everyone wants to go crazy the other way. All I'm saying is part of the scripture told us that we will be deceived. The entire world will be deceived by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple to understand what that means.
Yeah.
It means that we're going to be deceived.
Yeah.
So how do you know that Bible's not the deception? How do you know all the things that we believe are not the deception? Well, mm-hmm. I don't, which is why I'm looking, I'm leery, I'm watching, I'm seeking,
mm-hmm.
as the scripture told us to do.
Yeah.
Scripture, not the Bible. The Bible was man written, man made. So if men are—
Scripture was man made too.
Scripture was influenced by God. Not
and
the Bible.
We believe the Bible was influenced by God,
Bible
too.
The Bible is a collection of scriptures.
Yeah. The same influence that—
Scripture is the only thing inspired by God. Scripture. The scripture was. The Bible was made by man. And men make mistakes. And men have greed and perversion and problems, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Men. So that book was made by men. So now I'm not saying it's wrong, but now I take it with a grain of salt. Why? Well, because dude, men wrote that. And you're right, men did write the scripture, but according to the scripture, it was inspired. And that's where I would say that's probably correct. But I don't read Aramaic.
Well, the problem is you don't even know what the actual scriptures are.
I don't.
Because the Bible tells you that's what scriptures are.
But I know his name's Yahuwah.
But yeah, the thing I'll end with is that the reason I don't believe all these other books and traditions is because there's no reason to, right? The Bible tells us what happened in the beginning. It tells us, you know, what happened, you know, with the Old Testament right there, like exactly what the Old Testament said with prophecy and everything else happened. And then it tells us what happens at the end. So therefore, why would I need the Book of Mormon? Like why would I be trying to add all these extra things with the Quran or the Book of Mormon or these things that happened hundreds of years or even thousands after the fact when I already have the complete picture? It makes no sense.
Unless you don't believe the complete picture. That's all. But again,
it's very hard.
Nor do I.
By the way, it's hard to rectify the two. If like, let's just say you're a Mormon and you believe the Book of Mormon and the Bible, they don't compatibly go together. Now, if you're to say I'm a Muslim and I just believe the Quran, I don't believe the, I'd say, all right, well, that makes sense. Like that's, I can't, there's nothing else to say about it, you know? So, but you want to hear about aliens and pyramids?
Yeah.
So this is all just new stuff I've been learning.
And by the way, do aliens exist?
I don't know.
According to the Bible?
Well, it depends what you would define as an alien, right? Is an angel an alien? Because they've been on the earth.
I don't know.
Well, so.
We're just speculating.
Yeah, I don't know. But could God create aliens too? 1,000%. Why couldn't he? You know, if I believe he created this whole universe, why can't he create aliens? So I don't think there's anything wrong with believing in aliens. But in terms of the pyramids and all these alien encounters and everything else, I was actually watching some YouTube videos, my source, YouTube. Okay. And then cross-referencing it with the Bible and other, you know, things. What's interesting with aliens is that many of these people who have like these alien encounters, they found a very high percentage of them had been practicing the occult, meaning witchcraft and satanic things and all of this stuff. Right. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's like, that's weird. Like witchcraft and sorcery, that doesn't exist. Well, it does, number one, because the Bible specifically says, hey, the scriptures specifically say, do not do sorcery. Do not mess around with witchcraft. Don't mess around with spirits and all of that stuff and mediums. And it doesn't say to not do something that's not real, right? The Bible's like, Brad, don't go fly around and just, you know, do that. It doesn't say that. It only tells you not to do things or do things that are actually real. And so we know that that stuff is real. And
that's how we know.
If you believe the Bible, then you would believe that it's real, right? Because the Bible wouldn't tell you to do something that it's not saying is real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to believe this if you don't believe the Bible, but I'm just saying, like, Christians should believe that sorcery and witchcraft and all that is real. Okay. Now, they found that people who claim they were abducted and all of this stuff have been messing around with that. Why is it? Well, my belief is these alien encounters are demonic. Okay. We know that demons exist. We know that angels exist. Once again, if you believe in what the Bible says, and what do aliens and, you know, all these things want you to believe? That usually God's not real. We created you, you know, like there's something better. Isn't that stuff Satan and demons tell you all the time? Like it lines up very similarly to what Satan would want you to believe.
Yeah. See, again, I don't know, man.
I'm just telling you a theory.
Yeah. But this is why when someone says, well, Brad, we never really hear you talk much about it. That's because I don't know much about it. If anyone wants to know, was Brad Lee a Christian? I would say the answer is yes.
Clip it.
Now, again, what kind of Christian? Because there's multiple kinds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, 100%.
There's strong Christians. There's weak Christians. There's
new Christians.
There's all kinds of Christians. But, and by the way, I mean, I wouldn't even call myself a Christian. I would be called more a Nazarene. Why? Well, because I believe in Yeshua. I don't necessarily, you know, a lot of people's, you know, their opinion, I guess I would say, is Christian comes from the word Christos, which means the anointed one in Latin and yada, yada, yada. But I can also show you where the word Christian was derived from the word Cretan. And Cretan ultimately is derived all the way back to what basically could mean retarded. Right. You go look, I'm not even kidding you. So if you go look it up, you go, oh my God, that's true. That's real. Or it could be, because again, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've looked it up and it did lead to the word Cretan, and Cretan went back to the word. It, ultimately, what was Yahshua. Yahshua from Nazareth. And the people that would follow him back in those days were called Nazarenes. Do you know that?
I mean, his disciples, were called a few
things. His disciples that followed him were not called Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were called Nazarenes. So in reality, I'd be a Nazarene, not necessarily a Christian.
Yeah.
But based on today's meaning of the name of the word Christian, means you follow Yahshua.
Yeah.
And you believe in Yahshua.
Yeah.
Then I would say I'm a Christian in that regard. Why? Because like I said, dude, too many coincidences, too many signs, my intuition, my spirit, my heart, whatever you want to call it.
That's the one thing an atheist or anyone else can never take from you is your own experience and testimony. Right.
Yeah. I believe it's real. Now I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, guess what? Ain't gonna matter.
I'm with you on that.
But if you're wrong, if they're wrong, it's going to matter from what I hear.
From what you believe.
Well, what they say.
I don't know fully.
I don't want to go in this topic too much, but if you want to like learn about the pyramids and stuff, go in like Genesis 6.
Did you see the new thing where there was rivers back then and they think they literally floated those blocks?
Mm.
But how? Again, I mean, this is where it gets so crazy.
So in Genesis 6, and even like kind of before that and after, just all around that, those chapters, it talks about how God sent angels down to earth. Like the angels lived here.
Nephilim.
Yeah, Nephilim. And
they did it with humans.
Yep, they procreated with the humans.
Oh, the angels and the humans made the Nephilim.
Yes. And, you know, they had like all these off-breeds and everything else. And, you know, they're doing all this stuff. And God didn't like it because that's not what they were supposed to do. Which goes back to, you know, Satan was an angel too. And he was disobedient. And then these angels in heaven that came to earth were disobedient. So like disobedience has always been a problem.
But wouldn't God know that if he made us?
He would know that, but we're not robots. We're not forced to follow him. We have free will.
Not only that, did you know that Satan was the angel, one of the most beautiful angels, in charge of what? Do you know?
Satan was in charge of what?
Music.
I'd have to look that up.
Look it up.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
He was in charge of music.
Okay.
And now, like again, dude. Music,
it's pretty bad.
That's where a lot of it's coming through, man.
Yeah.
If you're a real Christian, man, you should really be listening to the music that your kids are listening to.
It's rough,
dude. It's crazy.
It's rough. But you're like, man, would God be confusing? And I say, no, God's not confusing. It's Satan, because even if you just look at Genesis 2 or 3, whenever they eat the apple, right? God's like, do everything but eat the apple. And then Satan's like, did he really say that? Like, nothing's going to happen if you eat the apple. It's not a big deal. Like, he didn't really mean that. And then sure enough, they eat the apple. And so it's like, his word's always been distorted.
Didn't Eve eat the apple?
Yeah.
Adam paid the price, but Eve.
You want to hear what we talked Eve about in the
got,
last?
Got the bite.
You'll like this. So in the last Bible study, we take December off. Okay. So in our last Bible study, we talked about.
Why December?
Just to take a month.
Okay. Here's another crazy part.
Okay.
Why does every Christian celebrate Jesus' birthday on December 25th?
We'll talk about that. I'll address that in one second.
Why do all the Christians celebrate Easter when Easter was a pagan holiday to celebrate Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter.
I'll give you.
When you start looking at all these pagan holidays that have turned into today's holidays, you start to realize, listen, Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. Why are you celebrating baby Jesus' birthday on Christmas?
I'll tell you once I finish this.
All right, go ahead.
And this is an answer you've probably never heard. But back to, what was I saying? Oh, with Satan and Adam in the garden and everything. So, in the study, you know, before that ever happens, right? Adam's born or created before Eve, right? And before even Eve came around, he names all the animals. Like Adam, the first thing God did was give him a job. He's like, dude, take care of your dominion right here, right? Creates the animals. He's like, name all the animals. So Adam knew all the animals. He freaking named them. So he knew the snake. And he knew that the snake was the most cunning, all these things. So Adam allows the snake to be in his dominion with his wife, even though he knows the danger of the snake. So really, who's at fault here? If you let, you know, your wife be around freaking the worst guys or danger or whatever, who's the problem? It's you for letting her in that situation when you knew the threats that you let into your house or your life. And that was the big takeaway we had in Bible study, was like, it wasn't like that Adam had no idea any of this could happen. He named the snake. This was his dominion. There's nothing else happening. And yet he allows him to be there because he doesn't think it's that big of a problem. A snake is small. It's not like a big deal, but guess what? You let little small things creep into your life, they destroy it.
Or can, yes.
They can. Dude, nothing big happens like from just out of nowhere, right? Affairs don't happen because of just like, you just go crazy one day. It happens because of little things over and over. You guys bicker at each other. You start flirting with somebody a little bit, and then it manifests into something bigger. And never just is like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The odds are, like you right now, I assume you're a faithful husband.
100%.
Do you think you would just snap like that today and just cheat?
I would never.
Okay.
No matter what.
I like to believe
I'm
that
like
too.
The most angelic individual
but
on earth.
Let me just say, over time though, would be how it happens.
Yeah.
Like little thing.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily, I don't agree.
Okay.
There's a guy, goes out, gets drunk, sees a chick. Chick says yes, he's doing it.
He doesn't just make that decision like
yes,
that.
Yes, he does.
So you think you would be susceptible to that?
I wouldn't, no.
Exactly. All these little things leading up to that led him.
I wouldn't be susceptible to all these little things.
But he didn't just end up like that. It was a bunch of little choices that led to that moment. Saying
it's
yes to the drinks.
Ethics.
How do you get a lack of ethics?
It's a lack of integrity.
It's all your decisions leading up to that point that create your character.
That's where we agree to disagree. Well, I agree, and experiences that create your character.
Yeah.
But
that's what makes you do that decision, your character.
I know, but it's not like a lot of the cheating and the things that happen. It's not a bunch of little things that led up to it. It's sometimes one thing, alcohol.
But you don't just become a drunk. Like the first drink you had.
You don't have to be a drunk just because you drank alcohol.
Yeah.
You drink alcohol, dude. You do things you probably wouldn't have done sober.
But you and I are smart enough to see threats for where we wouldn't put ourselves in a situation where that could happen.
Yeah. So like if my wife said, I want to go on a cruise, a Chippendales cruise.
Exactly.
I would say, you're not going on a Chippendales cruise. Exactly. People say, you don't trust your wife. I don't trust the Chippendales. I don't trust the situation. And quite frankly, I'm smart enough to keep her out of situations, period.
That's now, the whole story of the snake, what I just said.
Yep. Now, if she said, can I go on a Chippendales cruise because of whatever reason, I do trust her. However, I would never let her go on to a Chippendales cruise and drink. Why? Because, dude, drinking's when the cheating happens. Drinking is when the cheating happens.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
But I would guess your wife would never even ask to go do that.
No.
Right. So it's like, it's an irrelevant
point. If she did, she wouldn't be my wife.
Exactly. So like, we're talking about something that's not even a real scenario.
Yeah.
Right.
I got lucky. I believe with mine, cause she doesn't go out a lot. She doesn't party.
Like
my wife
would never even ask to do it. So it's like not even a worthwhile scenario.
And if you let her though,
I would never let her either.
Yeah, people say, well, dude, you got to trust your wife.
No.
Be smart. I say this, you don't want a haircut, stay out the barbershop.
Yeah, but that's the point of putting yourself in the situation, right?
Yeah.
But little choices lead you to thinking that the situation's acceptable or that it's not that threatening or whatever, right? People do it every day. But anyways, you asked about pagan holidays. So with pagan holidays, you know, lots of people have brought this up and, you know, like, oh, it's not even his birthday and, you know, whatever, right? I actually got this from John Gordon, who, you know, and he was like, I was like, dude, I never thought about it that way. But he's like, look, I look at the holidays as redemption. You know, they took something that was pagan, which would have stayed pagan and people would have been celebrating and got rid of it and redeemed it. And made something new of it.
That's hilarious.
Why do you think it's hilarious?
Because that's rationalizing. Hey, I know how to explain it. We took something bad and made it good. No, we've been misled. That's what. We've been misled. That's not his birthday. Quit acting like it is. When I do Christmas, we're not celebrating Jesus's birthday.
We're
given presents and we're having fun.
So you've never taken anything that was, I don't know, a bad thing or something you didn't agree with and transformed it into something new in your life, because it's going to remain there either way, right?
Why would it remain there either way?
In the sense of a holiday.
No, I mean, you stop doing it once you realize you're doing it. You don't say, well, since this is sinful, let's figure out how to redeem it and turn it into something not
sinful. Let's think about the media.
Just like Easter.
Think about
Easter,
how the media.
Easter, go look up Easter. You'll freak out, dude. Easter was a holiday where they all had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all became pregnant. And then 8 months later, they're popping out babies left and right. And that's when Christmas, and they used to sacrifice babies and give them to Horus. Look up Horus. And guess when he was born, coincidentally?
Christmas.
December 25th, actually. But they sacrificed babies to Horus. Now, Easter used to be a pagan holiday where they had a bunch of sex to impregnate the women so they would have a bunch of babies come winter solstice or whatever. And again, I don't like making all these claims because, number one, I don't know. That's just what I've read. And that's
what Google told me.
No, you can go find evidence of this in history books and in reality. But I might say Christmas. Someone will say, well, that's not 9 months, idiot. Okay, winter solstice. Back then, you guys, I'm telling you, things are off. But at the end of the day, 8-9 months it takes to make a baby. Coincidentally, Easter to Christmas is about 9 months. Now, that makes sense. Why? Well, because, dude, it's not because of his resurrection. He didn't get resurrected on a Sunday. We already know this. And then you go look at the Gregorian calendar and you start to realize, oh, I see. Now it makes sense why they made that calendar. Why? So you can't remember the Sabbath. The Sabbath, you can't track with the Gregorian calendar. It'll confuse everybody. You think that's by coincidence, the Gregorian calendar? It was made. It was implemented.
Mm.
And again, if you look and you start to say, well, look at the commandments. Never forget the Sabbath. Now we're going by a calendar that makes it impossible to remember the Sabbath. It says, don't take my name in vain. What's that mean? Don't make my name meaningless. How much more meaningless can you make a name by just deciding not to use it anymore? So it's like, that's trickery. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at scripture that says, hey, he's going to deceive the whole world. It's quite possible he's a trickster,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to make you believe you're following Jesus when you don't even know his name.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even his name. And then we are sitting there going, now, do I think people are going to go to hell for it? No. Do I know people that say, I've seen demons cast out in the name of Jesus? Yes, I do. I know people that are like, when I say I'm not really sure, they say they're sure, and they're sure because they've seen stuff. You know, again, I would love to see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody show me a miracle in the name of Jesus.
I think your daughter. What other sign?
Credit that, but again, I'm talking about, first of all, I wasn't even there.
I know.
Second of all, nobody said she was pronounced dead. Okay. There's been a lot of babies that have been brought back by CPR and other things. So I want to see like a miracle where, let's say you're a cripple and you have a foot that's all mangled.
And
somebody goes like this, and all of a sudden your foot right in front of our eyes heals itself. And all of a sudden you get up and walk, like what Joshua did back in the day. Like, have you ever seen The Chosen?
Yeah.
I've been watching that. So like, go watch those things. Like, stuff like that, brother. I will be a believer and I will be preaching and following. And quite frankly, dude, I would be laughed at. Why? Because if I truly believe like everybody, like a lot of the Christians claim they do, then I wouldn't be a half-assed piece of shit Christian.
You're not.
I would be a full on 100% Christian.
Hey,
so a lot of the Christians that are listening to this right now, you better go look in the damn mirror instead of questioning me. Go question your ass.
So
okay, go question yourself, because if you truly believe like they claim they do, right?
Yeah.
Why are they half-assing it?
Oh, I call them out all the time.
Okay, so don't claim you believe on and then rest on, well, we all fall short. Brother, that's why he came here to forgive us of our sins. No, dude, that's you being an asshole. If you truly believe, get in a robe and go live in the desert.
I tell all of our guys in Bible study, if somebody can't make it that week or something, I'm like, dude, okay, it's an hour, just 1 hour a week, you know, to be here, right? You don't miss work. You don't miss your appointments with so-and-so to go show a house or, you know, the Zoom call. You don't miss any of that. Yet you somehow think like faith and everything's optional. You didn't read your Bible all week. You didn't pray. Like, step up. Like, don't go out here and say you're a Christian when you don't do anything that would make me believe you were, because you're exactly the person that you're talking about right now. That's not 100%. You, but I'm saying like these people, right?
I am one, but that's why I say I don't fully know, because if I really did, Ryan, like I straight up believe to the nth degree, believe, there would be no half-ass in it, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't care who laughed at me, and I don't care what. I would be one of those people living in a damn tent with a candle or Amish or anything to the point of devote or devout, they say. I would be devoted.
I'll tell you, I've met people who obviously, so I've personally never seen a miraculous thing the way you're describing it.
Would you get a real, real?
Oh, I mean, that obviously would increase my faith even more.
Dude, 1,000%. I would be done.
But I have talked to people that I believe 100% who have.
I have a guy I'll introduce you to. He has.
Okay.
Says he sees it all the time.
But I don't know him the way, I'm talking about people I have like relationship with for years and years and years. Like I know for a fact they would not be.
Have you ever heard of Dry Creek Wrangler?
No.
Look him up on YouTube. He was just on my podcast. I said, you should get on Ryan's. Like, he's big and Christian.
All right, I'll check him out. But if he told me, I still wouldn't like, it wouldn't change anything for me because I don't know him. But like true friends that who have gone on missions and everything, they're like, dude, I have seen people's leg grow.
Yeah, like show me that.
I know. But I'm saying I believe through them and their testimony because they.
But why don't you go with them and say, let's go see.
Oh, 100%. But here's the thing.
Right now, if your ceiling just opened up and you look up and I don't even care if I saw a face, if I just heard, my son, it is real. I would like look around for trickery, first of all. And then if it was real, real, dude, I'd change everything.
But you know, even back then, right? Jesus is resurrected. Everyone's talking about it. They're like, did you hear Jesus was resurrected? These are the disciples, right? Who they already seen a million miracles, right? And then like the disciples are freaking out like during the 3 days. They're like, dude, was that a scam? Like what's going on here? Like everybody's going to try and kill us. And Peter denies him 3 times. And you know, like their faith is like at an all time low, even after seeing all this stuff to begin with. Then he's resurrected, right? And he comes back and certain people see him. Certain people don't, right? Thomas, Doubting Thomas is like, yo, I ain't believing until I see Jesus right now and I can just touch him and see it right now. I got to put my hand through the holes. This fool had already seen a million miracles by Jesus. He'd been following him for 3 years and he's like, I got to see it again, dude. I don't believe. And then all of a sudden Jesus is like, all right, dude, you're an idiot. Here I am. Do you believe now? And he's like, yeah. And Jesus is like, bless those that will believe without seeing, you know, because they have an even greater faith than those that require a sign.
I don't require, I got faith.
But no, I know, but I'm just saying, he's telling this to disciples. These are like the 12. These are like the best of the best. And he's calling this disciple out. He's like, bro, you needed to see another one, even though all your buddies told you I came back and you didn't believe your friends, Peter and John and all these guys, because you're still like caught up in your head. So my point is, it's been happening. Even like in the extreme scenario of somebody who was with Jesus the entire time and saw it all. So like, you're not alone in wanting proof. Even those idiots wanted proof back then.
I don't demand proof. I believe. I just, it would be nice. to see the miracles that people have seen.
Well, let's go on some mission trips.
Because at the end of the day, if I saw someone's like limb regrow,
yeah,
you know, I'd freak out. Now, if I saw it on a video, that could be trickery.
Yeah, you, like, you still wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, someone's like, well, look at your daughter. That's God. I do believe it was. I do believe she went to heaven, and that's why she's saying his name, because his name is Yahshua. She didn't come back saying Jesus. She's probably heard Jesus way more than she's heard Yahshua.
Now she's just strengthened your conviction in his name.
No, but if she met him and he told her his name,
yeah,
that's what he would have said.
I know.
He's not running around introducing himself as Jesus. That wasn't his name. He doesn't even know that name. Now, again, well, of course he does. He's Jesus. Right. I understand, like, in that regard.
Yeah.
Point being is, if you went like this, we both went back there, and you walked around, and you said, I need to find Jesus, no one would know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And by the way, just for
if
any—
you said, where's Yahshua? They would have said right there. And it's Yahshua of Nazareth, because I'm telling you, there's more than one Jesus back in those days. There was a bunch of them.
And yeah, it was a common name.
It was a common name. Yeah. He had a common name. Yahshua is a common name, and it's now Joshua. So when people say it was translated, no, it wasn't, or all the Joshuas or would be Jesus's. Then someone says, no, it's a transliteration. They changed it. Correct. They changed his name, and I think it could be a little trickery is all.
And one thing I want to say for anyone, by the way, if you're still listening, let us know in the comments. But one thing I want to say is there is a big, big takeaway you need to have from all this, especially if you're a Christian. Number one, always keep the main things, right? Like, to me, we can talk about like all these side things of like, oh, well, you know, I believe that this thing and I'm not sure over here. And I've even said, I'm like, I don't know. Right. And then there's things where I'm like, ah, this is what I believe. And this is really important to believe. Like there are main things that are main things when it comes to faith. And then there are all these other things that in my opinion are up for debate in the space of Christianity. And so it's important not to get caught up, on like all those side things and saying like, you know, oh man, dude, like this guy's an idiot because he believes this and that's like, all right, you know, Brad, I'm not going to like let the name trip you up. I know it's important to you. And there are things that we haven't even talked about that are important to other people who, you know, believe certain things of like, well, no, you have to do X, Y, Z. And, you know, this is how it was done and blah, blah, blah. For me, there's a lot of denominations for a reason. I believe that as long as you believe the main things, that Jesus was the Son of God, he died for our sins. You know, yes, there's a heaven and a hell. We deserve, you know, death, but we have new life through him. I'm good. Whatever else everyone wants to believe and all the other things, you want to believe in aliens, you want to believe in, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I got my opinions on those things, but do I know they're 100% fact? No. Do I even know 100% fact, like you said, that what I believe is true with Jesus? No, I mean, like, it's faith. There's a reason it's called faith, and, you know, you got to go out in faith and believe what you believe. And so for me, I want everyone to know, like, we're having a friendly debate, but when people have asked me, like, dude, does Brad believe? I'm like,
you can tell him yes.
Yeah, and I was like, I think Brad believes as much as you might hear him say, like, all these conspiracy theories or whatever, or, you know, different ideology, or if you hear him dropping an F-bomb every 15 seconds, that's I still believe he believes, and I don't judge him for it.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
And I do believe, and I do have faith. I just don't know for sure.
And your point was nobody knows for sure.
Nobody does.
There's just different levels of conviction.
Nobody knows.
If you saw a miracle,
sure.
Though.
If I saw a miracle, dude, I'm telling you right now, I would change that for sure to for sure.
You would be at the 100% level.
Yeah, like you've read stories about where people have died and went to heaven.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I believe them all, but yeah.
Right, but you've heard them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go listen to some. I've listened to some, and it's like, see, if that happened to me, dude, I would totally believe. Now, when someone says, well, then you got to have faith. Well, faith and belief is two different things. I don't know for sure, neither does anyone else here. Now, some people might say, I do, and I'd say, why do you believe? And it's going to be because he appeared to me, he talked to me, I saw a miracle. There's something. There's testimony. I personally believe because of my own reasons, but other than it's common sense, if you ask me. But because well, we're too perfect. Like, again, dude,
Well, like I have a guy in my office who was in prison and a meth addict, and just one day it was gone when he gave his life to Christ. For him, that's the miracle.
That is a miracle.
Of why he believes.
Right. And by the way, you know Grant Cardone?
Yeah.
That's the miracle that makes him believe in Scientology.
Mm.
He had a couple problems with drugs and, you know, whatnot. And he went and got a life repair at the Church of Scientology's org. Guess what? Bam! All of a sudden, he believes in Scientology. Doesn't make it real just because he believes it.
Yeah, or because he got a result.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, I say, in my mind, nobody knows for sure.
Yeah.
And I respect someone that can tell the truth. And the truth is, we don't know for sure. We just have to have faith. But if you see
somebody's limb grow, then you're for sure.
If I saw a miracle dude, I would be, whoa, I'd be for sure, for sure.
Speaking of Grant, on our last podcast, I forgot about this, but you called everyone out. You know, you called out Grant, you called out Ed, you called out...
When you say call him out, what do you mean?
I don't even know. I just remember that's the title of the podcast. And
you guys have clever titles so people will watch it.
I don't even remember what you were talking about with each of them. I think one was when you were starting insurance with Grant. You were talking about how he screwed you, but you learned from it and you actually made a mistake by not partnering and just going with it. And I forgot who else you called out, but
Patrick Bet-David.
You called out PB. I don't know.
I didn't call any of them out, but based on what you're talking about, yes, I talked about them.
Yeah. We said you called them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get the stop and the click.
It did get the clicks. People liked it. You know what? Me like now being friends with, you know, all these guys that people watch, it's just so interesting behind the scenes, like getting to know what they're like on camera versus off camera.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I tell people this, they're like, all right, like who's actually like legit? And I'm like, dude, like, I don't know. Like, I don't freaking look in people's bank accounts and whatever. I was like, I can tell you who I think like the coolest are and the people that like I would trust the most. They're like, all right, who? I was like, Brad, I would trust because Brad, like, it's easy to, we were talking about this on the plane actually. Like, it's easy to trust somebody when like they just tell you straight up what it is, good or bad. Like, look, this is what it is. This is the deal. This is what we need to do. Whatever. Right. And it's just that, you know, like, I don't, then there are people like they try to, put on a good face and they don't want to offend people. And, you know, they just, you don't really know what they believe or think. And that's like the scariest is when you don't really know.
You have a good judge of character, my friend. You do. People can trust me. Why? Because, dude, I'm not going to take your money unless I believe that I can give you more than that's worth. Otherwise, keep your money. And I've told people, I don't think I can help you. Why? Because this, that, the other reason. Dude, that's crazy, man. Most people just take the money. Then you're not really, you don't have integrity and ethics. That's why I said earlier, I think I'm the most angelic fellow. I do. Like, dude, I don't cheat. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to lie. Have I done it? Yes. Am I going to do it anymore? No. Why? Because I've learned, I've grown up, I've matured. I've learned how to be ethical. You can learn how to be ethical. Mm. People say a leopard doesn't change its spots. I'm not a leopard. Okay. People do change and can change. And more importantly, should change. If you really want to get something different, you have to do something different. You have to see something different. Like, you have to change something. And so I'm not afraid to change. In fact, I embrace it. But when it boils down to ethics and integrity, I don't know that I always would have said the same thing. Like, when I was younger, I had a lot less ethics. Like, you know,
you're trying to make it and you haven't experienced what bad ethics will do.
Well, like, for example, let's say, you know, I knew you had $50,000 in your car and I barely knew you back in the day. I would have went and broken your car and took that money.
Mm.
Why? Because I wanted it.
Mm.
Now I could know you have $100 million behind that wall and I would not break in here. I would not even think about it.
What changed?
That's a good question. But I think, you know, I just grew up. I became ethical.
How though?
Maybe Yahshua. I don't know.
Why don't you go to church?
How do you know I don't? I believe
you just told me you
this was church right here.
I know, but
church is wherever two or more gather in the name, in his name.
That's true.
Okay. So then I do go to church.
Why don't you go to a traditional church?
Because I don't believe in religion.
You should come to church with me on Sunday.
Which church?
We go to City Light.
Depends. Again, church isn't my thing.
Bro, but you're hanging with me.
I know, but yeah, that's even worse.
You hang out with me all the time.
Do you put your hands up and sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Bro, I'll leave them down for you.
Does everybody else do it?
People do whatever they want.
You don't really do it, do you?
I do it.
I might go just to bring my camera.
Do it, dude.
Get you praising.
Bro, you know, after the last WealthCon, we had a full worship service. Like, I brought a band and everything.
Everybody had their hands up?
Not everyone.
Did anybody leave?
Well, I made it optional.
Did anybody leave, though?
It's not that I saw. It was like a full packed house.
Because I can show you a post on my daughter's, because I took that video.
Uh-huh.
I said, cover her butt, obviously, but show her and tell them, because, dude, to me, like, that's almost awesome. And you had some idiot go to me. He said, Brad, if you start talking about God, I'm unfollowing you. And I'm thinking to myself, go ahead, you dumbass. Like, dude, you, first of all, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard, number one. Number two, if you look at the video, you will not be mistaken of what she's saying. And my question would be, how does she know?
Yeah. They're going to show a clip of you and me talking about it.
And how did she stay alive? Because she shouldn't be alive.
That's my whole point. You have firsthand seen a miracle.
Well, again,
I've never seen a miracle in that way.
Well, it could, again, just be coincidence. But my point is
Doubting Thomas also saw miracles too.
Listen, my wife said she was praying to him, and my wife's not real religious. She was praying to him, and she was using the word Yahshua, because I told her that maybe, and this is just a theory, maybe when people, you know, pray to Jesus, that's why nothing happens.
Mm.
Because you got the wrong number, Bubba.
You got the wrong number.
Yeah, like if I told you, hey, listen, if you ever come to Vegas, here's my name. You tell any hotel here who I am and that I sent you, and they will hook you up. And you go in there and you don't use my right name. You screw it up somehow. And then you wouldn't think that the casino's bad. You wouldn't think anything. You would think I'm full of it. Mm-hmm. You would question me and my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, dude, you had the wrong name.
Mm.
So she said she prayed in that name. And was praying the whole time. And it is a miracle. I'm not going to say it's not, because I'm so thankful and grateful that he spared her.
Right.
Because I think she should have been gone.
Or even like have damage, you know?
Well, she was only under 68 seconds, but to me, a baby, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can barely hold my breath for 68 seconds.
That's crazy.
Can you think you can hold your breath for a minute?
I don't want to try, no.
I've tried, and I can get right around a minute, but it's not easy.
No.
And she's a baby with little baby lungs. So yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a miracle. And because of that, I do believe that she was held and or touched and or rescued and or preserved, whatever word you want to call it, by Yahshua.
I love it. What do you think at this point in your life, having been in the game a long time, done a lot in business, 5 kids...
Seven kids,
5 girls, you know, having done a lot, speaking on stages and doing podcast, like, what have you learned from it? Like, what's actually important, would you say?
Well, I think I've screwed up and I better elevate the game and improve, because for whatever reason, people are influenced by me and I've done a poor job, I think. I could have done a better job.
In what?
In influencing.
Just putting out better content.
Just like, yeah, not cussing. Again, I'm going to stop cussing on my podcast.
Mm.
You don't cuss on yours.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to not cuss on mine, not because of you, but you know, I'm going to try. Why? Man, listen. Sometimes it's like the Holy Spirit. It just comes through.
You get conviction, dude.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say. All I know is I'm going to do better I'm going to continue to develop and grow as a human being and as a child of God.
And you, I love it. So you just think that the Holy Spirit's been convicting you. You can't explain it any other way.
What, say that again?
The Holy Spirit has convicted you to be better and to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Like, I didn't say that. You just did.
You just said that. You said the Holy Spirit.
I'm coming up with possibilities.
Right.
I don't know.
But you can't
like,
explain.
Like when you said, why are you ethical all of a sudden? Well, it's not all of a sudden. It's over the course of years. And it's, you learn, you know, like I used to,
but at some point,
like I've cheated on girls before,
right?
But dude, I would never cheat now. Why? Because I realized I've learned that's cheating on me. Why would I cheat on myself?
Yeah.
I'm not cheating on my wife. If I cheat on my wife, I'm cheating on myself.
Mm.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, especially if you believe you're going to freaking answer eventually. So who are you really cheating on when you think you're cheating on your girl? You're not cheating on her, bro. You're cheating on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So have some ethics, have some integrity, and be of value.
I guess,
so my net worth, I mean, my self-worth has increased.
Okay.
Not just my net worth, but my self-worth, my integrity, my morals, my ethics. And I can't explain why or how. I just learn it hurts people. Why would I want to hurt anybody?
Mm. It's just a culmination of all these things.
It's just or maybe it's the Holy Spirit moving in me.
Mm, maybe that's what I think.
Maybe it's God calling me.
Well, that's what I said to you, but you didn't see it.
Well, I wish he would just like directly say something. And I get scared of that because what if he says, okay, well then I'm going to strike you with leprosy and then you're going to tour the world talking about me. No, I'll talk about him anyway if he wants me to. But at the end of the day, I wish he wouldn't be so enigmatic.
You know, the reason I was asking is because it usually takes like either somebody reaching a low point or a dramatic event for somebody to finally make a decision to change, right? Like very rarely is it just like, yeah, you know, I just woke up one day and I desired to be excellent. You know, there's usually some switch that, you know, it's leading up to it, obviously, but at some point the path gets crossed and it's like, all right, I'm done with this. Like, this is what I'm going to do. You know? And even when it came to cussing, it's funny because, Carlos, who you're running the event with, he's been on the show and, you know, at the events too. And I remember I challenged him at that in, like 2019. I don't know if he ever told you, but, you know, he's Christian and, you know, he would always have one post where he was like, dude, praise God. And then the next post would be F this guy. And I was like, Carlos, dude, this is just like as a friend and as a brother, like I'm not judging. I'm just telling you, it's not a good reflection on God or you. It just doesn't look good, period. And I was like, I'm going to encourage you to just, you know, learn to tame your tongue and, you know.
That's a good point. That might be another reason I don't run around claiming my faith so much.
Guilt.
I don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
I don't want to mislead that way either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to say, oh, Brad claims to be a Christian, but look at him.
Yeah.
Let's call it embarrass the father.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just keep your mouth shut, you can't embarrass the father as much. But at the end of the day, I am going to stop cussing and elevate the level of intelligence and the level of content and the level of quality.
Yeah. You know, many, and you're not alone in this, you just have a lot of influence, so you're even more like aware of it, but most people are afraid to share faith because of their shortcomings, right? Well, man, dude, I'm an alcoholic. I still watch porn. I cuss. I like cheat and steal, and who am I to, you know, talk about God, right? And it's so difficult to me anyways. That's just Satan telling you all the things that you're not and saying, hey, like, you're going to look like an idiot. You're going to make God look bad. You should just keep your mouth shut. And it's like, that's exactly what he wants. I mean, when you look at the life of Paul, you know, Paul was literally killing Christians. Like this guy had the worst past ever. Like he was out here, part of the Jews and the Pharisees saying, oh, you believe in Jesus? You're done. You're done. You're done. And then he has a crazy encounter, flips the switch. All of a sudden it's out now preaching the gospel like the next day. And people are like, dude, you were just killing Christians. What are you doing on the other side now. Like, you're terrible. You're the worst. And he's like, look, yeah, I was the worst. I am the worst. I'm still struggling with things, but I'm telling you, this is the truth, regardless of what I do and who I am. And so I would encourage anyone listening to not ever let your past define you, and even your current struggles stop you from, you know, feeling guilt or shame. Like, that's not coming from God. Like, there's no verse in the Bible that says, don't talk about God. Don't share the good news. Only Satan would want that.
Good point.
So,
but again, don't share the good news.
Don't share the good news. Nobody needs to hear it, dude. You're a mess up.
It's been shared. Everyone's done heard it, right?
No.
No? Name somebody that hasn't heard.
There are plenty of remote countries that have never heard it.
Well, how come you ain't there preaching it then?
I need to be.
Why aren't you?
It's a good question.
Don't go crazy now.
It's a good question.
Yeah. You got to go ask yourself.
But you know, the Bible.
Because that's what I mean by, if someone's really that convinced and into it, brother, you would have to change your life. Why? Because, dude, we are after things in this world.
Well, you know that they say, well, not they say, the Bible says in Revelation that Jesus is not returning until everyone has heard the gospel, which obviously everyone has not. So, on one hand, you know, there are missionaries and people going in these African countries where they don't have anything, you know, like they speak some random language. They don't have any outside world communication. They're in the Amazon or whatever. Right. And, you know, it's like, my belief is that we all serve a different part of the kingdom. You know, my role as it stands this very moment is I've got a podcast. I know business people. We're talking about it. I meet people behind the scenes. Like, I'm gonna run these Bible studies. And like, that's what God's called me to do right now. That's what I feel the Holy Spirit convicting me to do. Others, like Tim Tebow, who I had, he's got a different mission. I mean, he's got his foundation. They are doing some crazy, crazy things, you know, that are separate from that. Then there's other people doing, you know, starting churches. There are people who are, you know, helping widows. There are people like, so they all need help. It's like, how are you going to serve the kingdom with the resources, the talent, and the circumstance that, you know, God's put you in? And I think you have a good start of what you're saying with like, I just need to be better. Like, if I have influence, I just need to be better. I need to hold myself to a higher standard.
I need to be more responsible.
Just excellent. You just want to be better. Like, I think that's what we should all do. Like, I know you probably like would feel more guilt knowing that you had more in the tank and you didn't use it.
Yeah. And again, I feel a little obligated. Like, if you, especially, you know, talking about Joshua, look what he had to go through. And here I am whining and crying. Cause you know, like, you owe, I feel a debt of obligation to elevate my game. Patrick Bet-David was on my podcast. He basically said, ultimately, a lot of people fail to use what God gave them. I don't want to be that guy.
So what are you doing this year, dude? You said this year's all about like helping people just get out the rat race.
Yeah. Well, most of my companies are on autopilot, but I could grow and scale them and help people at the same time. So that's what I'm going to do.
So how?
Just, I'm going to be preaching. If you're not making $300,000 to $500,000 a year, hit me up. And that, you know, will turn into, I'm going to teach you how to sell and I'm going to give you a job.
So I think I know the answer to this, but I want to ask it for everyone else. You know, a lot of companies and people right now, we're in Q4. This might come out the end of the year. They'll start their planning, you know, in Q4, especially December, right? It's like, hey, what's 2024 going to be all about? What are we going to do? How's it going to be like better than last year? Right. And so like for you, you're saying, hey, next year, I'm going to just push this message. If you ain't making $300K, then you need to call me. Right.
Period.
But my guess is you didn't like sit at some like big round table meeting with all your people. Like, okay, what are we going to do? Like, what's our angle? You just decided one day, you're like, this is what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see any problems with that?
Well, it's worked so far.
Because the reason I said it's because I think the same way. I'm just like,
well, like budgets. This is it. Yeah, but Ryan, like budgets. Do you have budgets?
We're getting better at it, but I'm usually just like, let's go, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do budgets because to me, they're limitations. Now, if I wasn't operating, if I'm not the one operating, I might give budgets, but I'm not going to set budgets for myself. To me, those are limitations. So a lot of people think that's, you know, let's just say non-traditional, but it works for me. So I don't have budgets. I don't make budgets for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never, it's that whole mentality of saver versus earner. It's like the saver just thinks, oh, this is what I make. And that is what it is. I got to cut from here, here, here to, you know, have enough. Whereas the earner's like, nah, dude, I'll just make more money.
Yeah. And I mean, and again, quite frankly, I like to go with the flow. So we can set, let's call them quarterly plans, but I've never really went by them.
Mm.
So like, you know, what are we going to do this quarter? I'm not planning for 5 years out. Like things change too rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to do this quarter? Well, let's just keep doing what we've been doing, but let's do more of it.
Yeah.
So how are we going to do that? You know, well, let's up the ad budget. Okay. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to up the ad budget. We're going to hire a few salespeople and keep kicking that ass. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Meeting's over.
just turn it up.
Well, what do you need to do? I'm not a big corporate guy. Unfortunately, I probably would have been, you know, a little more successful by now. I actually think it's worked against me, even though I've still succeeded.
So why not change?
It's a great question. It's like I was saying earlier before you were in the room, I'm going to stop cussing on my podcast.
Oh, why?
I just think it'll get shared more. A lot of people think I have valuable things to say, but they can't share it because I dropped a couple F-bombs.
Hmm.
And I'm not dropping them because I think it's cool. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Like I told my wife, well, I won't even cuss during this speech. And I go up there and I get off and I go, how'd I do? She goes, well, it was a great talk, but you know, you said the F word too much. And I said, I don't even think I said it. She goes, yeah, you did. I said, let me see. And I watched the video and there I was like every 15 seconds, you know, F this and F that and F this and F. And I wasn't even acknowledging that I was saying it. So like, what is that? That's just
habits. So I would say it's undisciplined.
I got to get more disciplined, more comfortable. So I started cold plunging.
Oh, geez.
Started intermittent fasting. Started working out.
You're a cold
consistently.
Plunger?
Yeah, I started cold plunging probably 2-3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago.
I'm like the cold plunge hater.
Well, I could easily become a cold plunge hater. But to me, I need to test it a little bit more.
The reason I'm a cold plunge hater is because people who cold plunge, for the most part, that have started it recently, almost everyone I know is like very undisciplined. And so they're just like, dude, cold plunging is like amazing. It's life changing, Ryan. And I'll be like, yeah, but like you haven't done any hard things. Cold plunging is the easy way of like, yeah, sit there for 2 minutes versus do an hour long workout and eat healthy and do things that actually are hard.
Well, it doesn't replace working out.
But for a lot of people, it does. For a lot of people, it like makes them feel good.
Well, I'm not one of them. I do it to see what the benefits are. I've already shown myself I've got discipline. I've eaten tuna out of a can for 6 months. I've been on a 27-day master cleanser. You know what those are?
No.
I can do anything I want to do.
What's a master cleanser?
Basically, you drink lemon, cayenne pepper, water, and pure maple syrup. You're supposed to do it for like 7-8 days. I did it for 27 days.
You're currently doing that?
No.
Oh.
I've done it. So in other words, like Andy says, well, you know, why don't you do 75 hard? Or Andy didn't say it. Sean Whalen said, why don't you do 75 hard? Andy Frisella's program?
Yeah.
And I said, because I already know I can tame that voice. I already know I'm in charge. If I want to do something, I'll do it. But I just need to want it. I rationalize. I procrastinate. I'm normal. You know Andy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
He believes you have to be ripped to be successful. That's not true. I don't believe that. I'm not mad at him that he believes it. Good for him. Get ripped. I don't have to be.
Yeah.
And then people want to like judge that.
Yeah.
Well, you're just saying it because it's difficult. No, I'm saying it because I believe it. So what am I doing different? I'm just working out. Why? Well, because again, I don't want to preach you should work out when I'm not.
Right.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. So I'm getting in better shape. I'm intermittent fasting. Why? For the health benefits. I want to try not to get cancer and everything else that they're poisoning us with.
So as a friend, you and I have been doing a lot of stuff together. My thing is like guys like Andy, you can tell are just ultra disciplined. Like he's going to just, I don't envision Andy ever like getting fat or like he's just, he is who he is.
Yeah.
And then I've seen guys like you who don't have as much discipline as a guy like Andy. Your discipline's like on or off, which is what you're saying. You're like, hey, if I want to do it, I will turn it on. But then I will also turn it off, you know, when I just am kind of over doing that thing. Right. And that's why like the 75 hard, I'm not even a fan of because it's like, yeah, anyone can turn it on for 75 days. But after that, do you maintain? And the answer with most of those guys is no, you know? And so I like look at the guys who I see who I'm like, man, how do you get super consistent and like sustainable? Because like the 27 day cleanse is not sustainable. The 75 hard is not sustainable. Working out and just like eating a normal diet, super sustainable. Cold plunging every day, super sustainable. But like, I think those people are very rare. At least when it comes, we're only talking.
Well, I'm one of those.
Not on the health side, you
I've
aren't.
I've made a decision. Yes, I am.
No, you're not. I've watched you for nuts? Years go like this.
That doesn't mean that defines me.
You cannot say that you're
yes,
that guy
I,
when
yes,
you're
I
not.
Yes, I can, and yes, I do. I am that guy. I do whatever I want to do. I'm that guy.
Exactly.
And I'll bet you.
But why don't
and by
you,
the way, you like to bet. You're
I
better.
Do like to bet.
Okay, so let's bet.
But why? Okay, the results the last 3 years since knowing each other. If I was to look at your body in videos for 3 years, would I see consistency?
You'd see consistently up and down.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's consistency, isn't it?
No, that's the definition of inconsistency.
No, if I would have tried to be in shape the whole time and went like this, that's a different story. When I stopped working out, I didn't want to be that guy anymore. Then I get to a point where I'm like, dude, I want to be that guy again. So I do it.
But why can't you be like
why
consistently?
This is my point. Why do you think that it's your way or no way? I have to be consistent. Why do I have to be consistent? Why don't you get a little more inconsistent?
Well, here's what I'll say. We're talking about just like goals and everything in 2024, right? And
wishes,
what?
Goals, objectives,
wishes,
you know, hopes,
desires, yeah. Hopes, whatever. Right. And my thing is I'm trying to put into people's minds of like, don't do something that is not going to be like, it's way easier to be consistent at like a lower call it level, right. Versus like running hard for 75 days or whatever, like find whatever's your level of consistency instead of playing this game all the time of like, dang, dude, I'm fat again. I have to cleanse for 27 days now.
You got to go to extreme.
You're an extreme guy.
No, I'm not though.
So you're trying to be more consistent.
I am more consistent.
You are more consistent now.
Absolutely.
Because like right now, you look good.
Thank you.
It's not like
I'm one of those.
No, I've seen you in better shape, right? Yeah.
How much better?
Not like this is like where I would say is a consistent level for you.
Yeah.
It's like bodybuilders, dude. They don't like, you know, they're not super shredded all the time. They get ready for their show. They kill it for like 2 months. And then they just kind of like have their normal walking weight.
Yeah.
That's what I would look at like right now and be like, that's your normal where you should always be. And you could maintain it very healthy.
Yeah. Well, I believe consistency just by the definition. I mean, pull out your phone, look at the word consistency.
Okay.
If you screw up a lot, you can be consistently a screw up. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. why when people say, you know, you want to be trusted, dude, you can be trusted to drop the ball. That doesn't make it good.
Right.
You can be consistently a screw up. You can be consistently inconsistent. Think about that.
I mean, I don't think you can be consistently inconsistent, but yeah.
You can be consistently inconsistent. If you're always inconsistent. Like
I'll give you a math equation of that.
But first get the definition, Ryan, because if you can be consistently inconsistent, then you're consistent.
Conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary, and then it's showing. I would say
I don't like to conform. Maybe that's why I'm not consistent. But I am consistent.
It's like timesing. It's like using multiplication and timesing it by one. That's how you're trying to justify consistency. One, no matter what you put it in front of, times will always be the same thing. Does that make sense?
What'd you say?
You know, you went through math in school, yes, and stuff, right? So one times anything ends up being whatever that is, right? One times X is still X. So consistency times anything is always going to be that thing. Whether you put inconsistency, whether you put fat, whether you put a screw up, whether, you know, like it's always going to be, you basically have made the word consistent meaningless is my point. Does that make sense?
Kinda.
Let me know in the comments if it makes sense.
It does make sense. Because again,
because you can just put it in front of anything. It's the same.
I'm literal when it comes to most things. Like when someone says literally, what do you think of this? It's literal. I think literally. And you can literally be consistently inconsistent, which would technically make you consistently inconsistent, which makes you consistent. But I'm just being stupid. At the end of the day, I totally understand what you're saying as far as consistency, but why would I go like this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I get in shape and then I realize I don't know if I want to continue to pay the price.
Right. Which is why I'm saying get to the level that's.
Which I believe I've done now. And you say, nope. Because the last 3 years doesn't define me.
Hey, I'm saying right now is like a level you can maintain.
But you
know
what I'm doing now?
What?
Something sustainable.
Intermittent fasting,
period.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting. I still work out in the mornings, but.
That's my whole point with everything is find.
Something sustainable.
Yes. Yeah, long-term.
I think consistency is the wrong word.
Sustainable
is a better word.
Consistently sustainable, as you would phrase it.
Just sustainable, because I can sustain.
But you could be consistently sustainable.
I know, but like, let's say you want to eat what you want.
Yeah.
Can you eat what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, and you could probably eat what you don't want, but if you have to, you'll eat it.
Right.
Like me, I've eaten tuna out of a can one time for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because, you know, I was getting in shape. You know, I think it's the best shape I ever been in. I was like freaking 8.5% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, I squeeze lemon and I put the pepper and I use Tabasco. And like, I've come up with a million different ways to try and make it taste good, but it was terrible after a while.
You know what I would do? Like if I wanted to say, get to 8.5% body fat and like, just kind of like get there instead of just going rapid. All right. No more what I used to do, only tuna out of a can and, you know, I'm cutting my calories by 1,000 or whatever. I would just start introducing one new thing into like my diet each, let's just say week or 2 week till it becomes normal. And then just slowly keep removing or adding till it becomes just like.
So you'd do it gradually.
Yeah. That's how I would do it. So like right now I've put on like 15 pounds and yeah, I'm taking like peptides and stuff, but I've also increased my calories by about. Like 800. And it was hard, dude. Like I was like, dude, I am so full, but
why are you trying to get huge?
Why not, dude?
Do you want to be huge?
No, I want to be probably like 195, 200.
How tall are you?
5'10". I've been 5'10", 180. Like for the last 12 years, consistent. Right. Then this is the first time I'm above weight, but it's muscle.
I always say you got to be two something to do something.
Well, then I need to be 205. Right. So I gotta
205 is a good weight. That's my, if someone said, Brad, what would your ideal weight be? I'm 6'1", 205. That would be solid. But I'm not sure I can get there.
But the 5'10 guy would be like 190 at that.
Yeah.
Which is where I'm at now.
Yeah. I can tell you're packing on a little bit of size.
But I gradually grew into it. You know, I started just adding like a bowl of cereal at night just to like get the extra calories in. And then I added, you know, more carbs in the morning and all that.
And when do you hit the gym?
Every morning. Well, not every morning, but like 4 days a week.
So
it's always in the morning.
It's working.
Yeah.
Calories in, calories out usually does, but.
I mean, it's math. It's like a business, dude. It's just math. Like,
yeah. Intermittent fasting works as far as I'm concerned, because for some reason my fat is dropping and my muscle staying the same and slightly actually gaining.
Yeah.
So I didn't gain much muscle, but I'm gaining muscle, or let's just call it maintaining, and my body fat is dropping. So when people say, oh, you lose weight? No. Cause again, I'm being literal.
Yeah.
I only lost about 10 pounds, but I look way different.
Lost more fat than 10 pounds.
My shirts are smaller. My waist is smaller. And, you know, it depends on the day, but I'm starting to get vascularity for some reason.
Your boy Andy loves vascularity.
Today I'm looking flat.
Damn, looking flat.
But give me 3 months and then you're going to say, bro, you did it. You're in shape. You're totally in shape. I can tell you're in shape. And then
you know what I'll say?
I'm going to stay there.
Exactly.
But I'm going to stay there because I'm doing what you're suggesting, or I have been, what you're suggesting. And that is something sustainable. I told my wife, I'm not going crazy anymore. Why? Because it's not sustainable.
Exactly.
And I don't have the same allodoxophobia as everybody else.
I don't even know what that means.
Allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinion.
No, you don't. You don't care.
Right. So it's like, that's why I can go up and go down. And when people go, whoa, I don't care. Like, dude, I don't need to be buff to be cool. And I don't need to be fat to be cool. It's what do I want to be?
Yeah.
And when I start getting in shape, I think it's going to be so great looking in the mirror and being buff. And then I get to a point where, you know, I look pretty good. And then I'm thinking, you know what? Why am I killing myself? Like, dude, what if I die tomorrow? All these people weighing their food and eating crappy food to get in shape. If they died on the way home from the gym, they're going to wish they'd have just ate that donut. Well, guess what? I ate the donut.
Yeah. For me, I have a very sustainable diet. I still have alcohol. I have sweets.
You like ube.
I love ube, dude. Few times a week, and I'm not like hardcore about, but like you, if you look at my macros, you know, I'm like you with macros. Like I'm on and off. Like if I'm really like serious, I'll start tracking them, but most of the time I'm not.
And you're married.
And I'm married, three kids. Married.
Who cares? She don't care.
Who are we impressing?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're in good, decent shape and you're a good dad, no one cares.
I love it. Well, bro, I'm excited for where you're going. I'm excited where the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. I'll be praying for you for sure too.
And anyone listening, do the same.
Yeah.
I want everyone to pray for me.
Do it. Everybody get Brad on your prayer request. Actually get him like a double portion of prayer. He needs it. So we'll get him like double, triple portion. He's already got four angels. So
I'm well protected.
Maybe we'll get him five or six. Because he's about to go on a bigger mission. So he's going to need even more protection. But dude, it's always good hanging out with you, man. I'm glad we got to break this down. Now you have an easy thing. You want to know what I believe? Just go freaking watch the podcast I did. And I hope people have a clearer understanding of who you actually are, because I don't think they know.
Well, I do believe, folks. Now you know.
Now you know. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
My first 100 deals were flips.
And somebody right now, go do what you did?
Yeah.
When I hear flip, I hear buy it cheap, make it nicer, sell it for more. What happens when I buy it what I think is cheap, and then it doesn't sell for what I thought it would?
With real estate.